In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority, amen. When will it all end? When will it finally be over? We were yearning for the end. As a people, we had created a mess. We had disobeyed the Lord. The Lord had tried to make us his people. He had tried to be our king, our leader, our ruler, and we had rejected him. We had chosen a human ruler, first Saul, then David, then Solomon, and down the line. And that path, as the Lord had warned us, brought pain, suffering, death, and collapse. We yearned for it to be over, for the end. But then, when we had the opportunity for a new start, as Jerusalem was destroyed, as the temple was destroyed, we moved back into the land after 70 years, and we rebuilt everything we had done wrong again. And we were left yearning for it all to be over again. The prophet Daniel had spoken to us during that time. 490 years, he had said, you will suffer because you rebuilt Jerusalem, because you rebuilt the temple, because you rejected what the prophets had been calling you into. But Daniel foretold that the end would come. It would all be over at some point. He foretold that the Christ, the Messiah we have been yearning for, God's true ruler, would finally come. But Daniel foretold that great suffering would line up with that time, that the city would be destroyed again, that the temple would be destroyed again, that sacrifice would come to an end, that the Christ himself would be cut off, would suffer, and would be killed. But Daniel foretold a beautiful image that we hold on to of the true people of God being lifted up into the clouds, rising above the madness, where it would finally all be over, where the end would be here. And we yearned for that. And Daniel also foretold to us a resurrection. He said that those who sleep in the ground, in their graves, would wake up, that the earth would give birth to its dead. And we longed for that. We hoped for it, but we knew it would just be when it was all over, at the end. And so we just went about our lives mindlessly, looking forward to that time when it would finally be all over. Finally, when it would all end. And so it was confusing to us when the things Daniel talked about started happening in a way we never anticipated. When Jesus' tomb was opened, that we encountered the living Jesus ourselves, we were confused. Daniel had foretold the resurrection, but the resurrection was going to come at the end when it was all over. But there we were, still living our lives. Life around us was going on as usual. But there was now a man who had been raised from the dead in the middle of history. The end was now, but it wasn't ending the way we thought. And then when Jesus was lifted up in front of us into the clouds, Daniel 7 and his vision came to its fulfillment. There was the true humanity lifted up in the clouds, risen above the chaos of the world, vindicated, exalted as Lord of all creation. And there we were, just staring into the sky. Life was still moving, but this was the end? We were confused, you might understand. Daniel had talked about the end, and we thought it meant when history just came to a close and we all just dropped dead or something. But the end was happening right in front of our eyes. The victory that Daniel foretold was happening in the middle of history as Jesus was ascending into the heavens to be Lord of all creation. As Jesus was raised from the dead, those who slept in the graves in their tombs were beginning to awake. It was a challenge to us. It forced us to reconsider everything we had once thought about the end. We had figured for so long that we would finally be with the Lord when we died. We thought this life was just a miserable toil. We were just going through our days hoping, when will these days be over? The suffering, the misery, the injustice, the pain, the violence that just fills our world. We just went through life mindlessly hoping for when it would all be over. But here it was, the end right in front of us. And some prophets had come along among us saying, the end is near. Oh, they would preach this, telling us, oh, it's just right around the corner. But now we realize the end wasn't near. The end was here. The end was here. No longer did we have to wait for God's presence among us. No longer did we have to wait to encounter the Lord and to walk with Him and talk with Him and to live in His new creation. No longer did we have to wait for the dead to be raised. No longer did we have to wait for God to be exalted as King of all creation. The end was here. It blew our minds. And we still are struggling to really grasp what this means for us and our lives. But what we realize is that it means we must live today with a new hope, with a new energy, with a new fervor, realizing that we're not waiting to die for our hopes to be fulfilled. For as we learned from Jesus, we had already died in the waters of baptism. And so, yes, if we were waiting for death for our hopes to be fulfilled, death had also come right to us in the middle of history. The end we were longing for, the end we were hoping for, was here among us, within our very grasp. Those among us taught us that if anyone was in Christ Jesus, new creation was already present. We weren't waiting for it. It was here. Because God had come to us to fix His world right now. So much of our hope as Christians has been punted to the future, hasn't it? So often we talk about, well, one day it'll all be better. Some distant, far off future, and we just keep longing, looking ahead to the future and missing today as it happens all around us. This Ascension Day, may Jesus remind us that the end is not something we now need to just wait for. God has brought the end to us. What a gift. We don't have to go to the end. The end has come to us as God has come down among us, fully present in his kingdom reality through Jesus, through his Spirit that he has poured out among us. Jesus is already Lord of all creation. We don't have to wait as we hear the news thinking of, well, one day all of these tyrants and all of this madness will come to an end. It's already over. For those of us who have the eyes to see, for those of us who are willing to embrace the power of God's kingdom that is present among us today, the end is here. And that is the best news we could ever hear. We often long about, oh, the day when the tears will be wiped from our eyes. And yet Jesus, all throughout his ministry, said repeatedly, do not weep. Wipe those tears from your eyes. I am here. The kingdom of God is present among you. New hope has come. The graves are already being opened. The Lord is already ruling. Hope. New creation is budding all around us if we have but the eyes to see it. Now, certainly, the hope that Jesus embodied and brought into the present moment doesn't mean all of the pain of the world disappears. But it's an invitation to us to gather at the feet of Jesus, not tomorrow, not when you die, but today, and to experience the hope you've been longing for today, where your tears can be wiped away because God is present among you right now, embracing you, forgiving you, loving you, shaping you, turning you into a new creation. The old is passing away right now, and the new is arriving. The end is here. All the pain, the suffering is over. In a true spiritual sense, if we would but embrace the presence of God's kingdom, yes, we will still carry our crosses. Yes, we will still be persecuted, hated, rejected, even killed by the world. But we will be new creations, rejoicing in our suffering, recognizing that a new world is already present within us and budding among us and around us as the community of Jesus is a new garden oasis in the midst of a painful world. The dead are awaking. Open your eyes. Can you see it? A new world already here for you to embrace, to experience love, forgiveness, new life, and everything you've been hoping for in the future. God's kingdom has come. Amen.